Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I, like most of you, I imagine, am so glad to see the rain. As I listened to KINS Radio Monday morning, just before I wrote this comment, I heard someone saying, "This rain is good, but won't do much to help the drought," in so many words. I'm not so sure I agree with that line of thought. I'm no meteorologist, but Mother Nature can fool you in so many ways. Those of you who have been here for many years might remember 1966 and 67, when Trinity and all the other Northern California lakes were way low. We launched our boats at Estrella on Trinity and had to drive what seemed like a quarter of a mile over what was lake bottom to get them in the water. I'll tell you, the lake looks a lot different when it's low. We were told by the experts, in quotation marks, that it would take 3 years to fill it up. It took 3 months. Do you know what the definition of an expert is? An ex is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. Maybe Mother Nature will fool us again. I hope so. Let her rain. I also heard on Kins that morning someone talking about ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, and how dangerous they can be. As I watch the ads for them on TV, I see them being ridden at what look like breakneck speeds. Most of the time, when a person is riding an ATV, it's in the mountains, hunting perhaps, or just cruising, enjoying the outdoors. Farmers and ranchers use them a lot in place of horses and pickups, rounding up cattle, checking on fences or crops, and now and again you hear of a farmer or a rancher getting killed or seriously injured by rolling one over in dangerous terrain. Getting back to the man I heard on the radio, he stressed the importance of training, which I would suppose all the dealers would insist upon, especially for new riders, young or old. Of course, then you have the bunch of guys hanging around saying, "Take her for a ride." The rider has seen the TV ads and away he goes. Is he, or she, going to be one of the lucky ones? Or are they going to tip it over in a very unfriendly place? The same general principle applies to jet skis. Up at Trinity Lake, they used to drive me nuts. The rules are pretty clear, but you have to know them. The old man buys a jet ski and turns the kids loose. Perhaps with a warning, perhaps not. Most parents and kids are good, but the few that aren't can cause a lot of problems. Summer's coming. Be careful out there. I'll say goodbye to a couple of longtime friends. Bob Brown was a hard-working special man. He told me he took garden snails, cleaned them by feeding them cabbage, I think, and using them for hors d'oeuvres at his parties. Remind me not to eat his hors d'oeuvres. Tom Monroe, the colonel, part of a military family. His dad, Big Tom, was a military officer, too. Condolences to the families. ECMS, Eureka Chamber Music Series, presents Cypress String Quartet, Friday, February 21st, Calvary Lutheran Church, across from Alice Burney School, 7:30 p.m. Meet the performers after the concert. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.